Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Thursday, September 17, 2020. Precious metal prices eased back Thursday on mild profit-taking and a firmer dollar. U.S. stocks dropped as technology shares declined amid conflicting reports of a coronavirus vaccine timeline. And now in the news. Gold prices rose Wednesday, helped by a subdued dollar as investors bet on dovish monetary cues from the Federal Reserve, reports Reuters. Lower U.S. interest rates tend to weigh on bonds and the dollar, bolstering the appeal of gold, which has been seen as a hedge against inflation and currency debasement. Well, the Fed is Dr. Evil, writes Neil Grossman at Trish Intel. The Fed has two primary jobs, a dual mandate, full employment, and price stability. The first they take really seriously, but inflation, on the other hand, has been more of an annoyance used to justify any and all of their monetary policies designed to foster growth. The Fed has favored excess monetary accommodation for over 25 years. Central banks, rather than being the lenders of last resort, are now subprime lenders and hedge funds. They are now the casino, telling the gamblers to throw caution to the wind and go all in. The dollar's decade-long position as the global reserve currency is in jeopardy, according to Ray Dalio, founder of Bridgewater Associates. He says the efforts are debasing the U.S. currency and have raised the possibility that the U.S. will go too far in testing the limits of government stimulus. Bridgewater has been moving into gold and inflation-linked bonds in its all-weather portfolio. And lastly, readers hoping for a V-shaped recovery with a quick return to, quote, normal, are already searching the alphabet for alternatives, writes Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. K is probably the best bet, with some going better than ever, but the rest on a downward track. Which direction you go depends mostly on which economy you're in. The new one? Or the one being left behind. Hotel occupancy rates in Paris are down 86% from last year. They're expected to come back, but probably will never be what they once were. So what about all the hotel workers, the restaurant owners, the taxi drivers, the shopkeepers? Millions of people are being left behind. What will they do? Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.